Taking of you. Amen. All that you are.
Amen.
remember you by praising you. You are worthy of prayer.
Amen.
You are the all-inclusive one.
Amen.
Lord, you fulfill all our needs.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
A lowly slave.
Amen.
To serve for us.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
Thank you for serving us by dying on
right.
the cross.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for serving us tonight at this table.
Amen.
Thank you, you're in our midst as the one who serves.
Amen.
Amen.
Such a slave.
Amen.
Serving man whatever we need.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Right, Lord, we're full of sweet remembrance.
Amen.
Of how you have served us.
Amen.
All these past days.
Amen.
Lord, we're full of appreciation.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus.
God delights.
Amen.
You're the one whom we delight in.
Amen.
You're the one who has secured Hallelujah. Our lives.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
As a person,
Amen.
A wonderful person,
Amen.
Oh, went through the death,
Amen.
Empower yourself into our being, become our life and everything to us.
Amen.
Lord, at the table, we remember
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, we remember you at your table.
Amen.
We remember by partaking of you.
Amen.
You're so rich.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You're so dear.
Amen.
You're so precious.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Remember you.
Amen.
Oh, you are full of God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Expressing God in every way.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
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 You met all the requirements.
Amen.
You opened the door.
Amen.
You became a rich feast to man.
Amen.
Both God and man.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You're our beloved.
Amen.
You're God's beloved.
Amen.
Love you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You are our beloved.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us to your table.
Amen.
Oh, we can, there is a way.
Yeah.
We can eat of you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
This is the way we can remember you.
Amen.
You know, you became our food and drink.
Amen.
So we are here to eat and drink of you.
Amen.
of you.
Amen.
Oh, there's a table in this city.
Amen.
Where God and man can feast together.
Because of me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we live because of you.
Amen.
And he lives.
Amen.
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 We live because of you.
Amen.
Right.
We live because of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Sunshine.
him. Amen. Stepping from his glory.
Amen.
Coming to woo, yeah, to win, to save my soul.
Amen.
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 Oh, how I love you.
Amen.
Perfect through suffering.
Amen.
Oh, now you're leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
Oh, hail, captain of our salvation.
Amen.
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 1290. Amen.
Oh, hail, captain of our salvation.
Amen.
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 1290.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh Lord, we've seen your purpose to bring the many sons to share in your full glory and see your kingdom come. We pray.
region of glory.
Amen.
Bringing many sons into glory.
Amen.
You're bringing us into glory.
Amen.
Into glory.
Amen.
Enter into your glory. Destination glory.
Amen.
You will glorify us.
Amen.
You are glorified.
Amen.
You're our wonderful captain of salvation.
Amen.
Bringing
Amen.
Your many sons
Amen.
Into
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord
Praise
Jesus.
Amen.
At the table we praise you.
Amen.
You are the captain of our salvation.
Amen.
Your eternal goal is to lead many sons into
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
You didn't want to keep the glory to yourself.
Amen.
Oh, you wanted to share it with us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for leading us.
Amen.
Amen. He is the captain of our salvation.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
This glory is you.
Amen.
You're the seed of glory.
Amen.
All sown into
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Our destination.
Amen.
Going into glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
To glory.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Entering into your glory.
Amen.
We're Amen. Here into your glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's enjoy 501. Amen. Oh, glorious Christ.
Amen.
Glorious Christ.
Amen. Save your mind.
Amen.
Are truly radiant.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Such a glorious Christ
Amen.
Lives in us.
Amen.
Our all to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let us manifest God's yes. glory.
Amen.
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 Oh, glorious Christ, Savior mine, thou art.
Me.
Spirit while gazing on me as a glass reflecting thy glory. Like to thyself transformed I'll be, that thou might be expressed through me.
So great a plan.
Amen.
Oh, Christ, the expression of God was a man.
Amen.
And this life is in us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh, Christ in us,
amen,
the hope of glory.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
In us this week.
Amen.
Oh, we just say, oh, Christ.
Amen.
The God, amen. The great.
Amen.
Inexhaustible.
Amen.
Amen. We praise you, glorious Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you are.
Amen.
All that you are is now the Spirit.
Amen.
Saturating us.
Amen.
Saturate us more this week.
Amen.
Christ in me is the way.
Amen.
Outside of you, there is no other way.
Amen.
To be sanctify and share thy victory.
Amen.
Thank you for being our way.
Amen.
Touch the life of glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glorious hope.
Amen.
The life of glory.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Christ covers all humanity.
Amen.
Christ is that gives me my all to be.
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord, we praise you for being so available this last week.
Amen.
Oh, we got to tell you, we enjoyed you
Amen.
This week.
Amen.
We look forward to the coming week.
Amen.
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 That you are the vast and inexhaustible one.
Amen.
We can just tap into you.
Right. Amen.
Thank you for forming yourself more into us this last
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
We look
Amen.
Forward to more forming.
Amen.
More yeah. conforming.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We really love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, you're transforming
Amen.
Into the same image.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen. From glory to glory. Lord, keep on beholding you.
Amen.
Keep on reflecting you.
Amen.
Keep on looking at your beautiful face.
Amen.
Make an index of your eye.
Amen.
Being transformed from one degree of glory
yes.
to another degree.
Amen.
in the dark.
the light of his glory and grace. Through them into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon
Jesus. Amen.
Let's worship the Father with number 41.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're never weary singing our eternal song.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Never weary singing our eternal song. Glory to God, hallelujah. We would sing his praise forever with our spirit strong.
Glory.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, the children of the Lord have a wondrous song to sing, for the Lord will by his grace many sons to glory bring. We are going in that presence of the King. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are lost amid the rapture of redeeming love. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are seeking every moment all its grace to prove. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, the children of the Lord song to sing, for the Lord will by his grace many sons to glory bring. We are going in that day to the presence of the King. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are going on to glory as the Lord has told. Glory to God, hallelujah. Where the King in all his beauty we shall soon be. Song to sing, for the Lord will by his grace many sons to glory bring. We are going in that day to the presence of the King. Glory to God, hallelujah. There we'll sing his grace and mercy in a glad new song. Glory to God, hallelujah. There we'll praise our glorious Savior with the blessed throng. For the Lord will by his grace many sons to glory bring. We are going in that day to the presence of the King. Glory to God.
pleasure in your heart's desire.
Amen.
You regenerated us unto a living hope.
Amen.
May we glorify you.
Amen.
Praise you, Father, this glory is in us.
Amen.
Children.
Amen.
You are our genuine Father.
Amen.
Thank you. It was according to your good pleasure.
Amen.
To bring you, many Father. Sons into glory.
Amen.
You've even given to us the firstborn.
Amen.
It is now the Spirit who is so real to us.
Amen.
The Lord will by His grace many sons to glory bring.
Praise
you, Father.
Praise
you, Father.
Brothers, could somebody bring the little milk stool up front here? And brothers, if we could start passing these out.
Amen.
Everybody should try to get one of those. And some of them have staples in them, so it includes two pages there. Some of y'all might be wondering, what are we doing here with a milk stool here? And there's a second page here, brothers who haven't passed this out, second page. It starts with the condition love. Now, I wanted Chris to sit on this, but I got a note. Don't let anybody sit on it because something was glued recently, and we don't want Chris to, break anything, So, but basically, I love this stool because it has, what they did was they put the three main things that the vital groups are. Number one, purpose.
Yeah.
Number two,
condition.
Number three,
Nature.
Or, you need all three to be a vital group. And, I think Chris was going to say something.
We ran out of time, but I got reminded when the brother originally used the illustration of the three-legged stool. You might wonder, why is it not four-legged? I mean, this table's four-legged, right? But the stool's only three-legged.
Right.
Right.
But, when you milk cows, you always use a three-legged stool. And you know why that is? Because it's always stable. It doesn't matter what surface it's on, it'll always balance.
Wow.
But if you have four, you don't necessarily have that happen, right? If the surface is not flat like that, if it's not level, it won't be balanced. But a three-legged stool is always balanced.
Amen.
So the vital groups are always balanced,
always
by purpose,
balanced.
Nature, and condition.
Yes. Amen. And, with these three words, which are the main three words of the vital group, purpose, nature, and condition, what happens many times is some of us are kind of more purpose-oriented. So we have purpose brothers, but then they're put together with love sisters. Sisters are very much love-centered. And then you might even have some spiritual ones that are more nature-centered. So the purpose ones want to go out and preach the gospel, but the nature said, brother, we better wait and pray some more. This is just the way it is. And so eventually in our vital group, we're looking to the Lord to blend us. You remember the main thing with vital groups is blending. They need to be blended. And that includes salt. Salt has to be there. Salt, frankincense, death and resurrection have to be there so that we can be blended and all the differences between us could be blended out and there can be something there prevailing that can gain people. So I just really appreciate this little stool. I've always wanted to have a stool like this, and I asked pastor brother, and he made it for me. And of course, this is not my stool, it's the church's stool. Just as a reminder, every day when you walk in here and you see that stool, you realize I'm part of a vital group. Amen. I'm here for purpose, nature, and condition.
Amen.
Okay, all right, this is a great, great example here. Thanks, Johnny. Can you take care of this for a second? Okay, so I just know because I'm looking at who's here that a lot of y'all weren't here last week. Last time we covered this, I know that we have a lot from out of town here. The trainees from Anaheim. Why don't all the trainees that are here from Anaheim stand up just so we can see all the trainees? Yeah, we have quite a few. Yeah, thanks. Okay, thank you. Great. Yeah, our North District was overflowing this morning with the trainees there. And the Saints were very happy because one Saint told me that last week or so they had 16 in the meeting. It went up a little bit to over 116, you know. Some of you all weren't with us the last time we covered this. We got down to Roman numeral 1. And the results of not having a clear vision of purpose. And what we said was that when we don't have a clear vision of purpose, then you'll see number one, it says we become the 12 apostles. And, you know, 12 apostles are like this. I share something, and then you already know what I'm going to share, so you share something. I already know what you're going to share. And it just gets stale. But with new ones, everything becomes so fresh, so living. I want to read a little quote that I got from the ministry on this. To me, it just was amazing, this quote. Let me pull it up here real quick. Yeah, I think it's coming around. I gave it to the brothers. Sorry. Okay, yeah. You got extras there. Thank you. Okay, y'all ready for this? Okay, I'll wait until we get cleared up with the, I think we got a bunch that are raising their hand, yeah, over here, mm-hmm. I think we have some over here. Yeah. I know it's a little confusing. We have three pages here, and we want you to get all three. Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, how are we doing now? Almost everybody's got it. We still have a few that haven't gotten it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, C sheets back there. Yep. Okay, is everybody listening now? I'm not going to start until I got everybody listening. Not yet, okay. Okay, this what I'm about to read is from the book Crucial Words of Leading in the Lord's Recovery, which very much on the vital group. How are we doing, Chris? Everybody got one? Okay, good. A to B. Oh, Lord. Everybody got it? Okay. Okay, everybody listening now? Okay, I love this. I just love this quote, and I want you all to get it. It's so fresh. It's so living. It says, "New faces are the joy of the home meeting. New faces are the life pulse of a small group. As long as there are new faces, there will be burden, feeling, and utterance. It's just like new faces just make things go. Makes the engine go with new faces. One time Don shared with us, he said, there's two things with the vital group. One is why they work spiritually. And the reason they work spiritually is because of the life-giving spirit. And then he said, but then why do they work practically? And, you know, you might think, well, they work practically because they get into this, they do this. No, they work practically because of the presence of new ones. Amen. And you just think about it. You know, I know the Chinese sisters, they like to use a wok, and they're just, you know, mixing stuff. And I remember my wife made something. And I said, man, that was so good. Can you make it again? She said, no, I can't. I said, why not? He said, well, I'm just adding stuff and mixing stuff, and it comes out good sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. And so one thing we have found out, that it always comes out good if you put this type of mixture in, and that is new ones. And the more new ones you put in, the more it comes out good. Yeah. And it tastes good, and it gives you a good feeling about the church life. Yeah. So what we need to do is mix in a lot of new ones into our vital group. Yeah. More, the more there's the new ones there, the more there's vitality there. And then we mentioned that another thing that happens to us when we don't have fruit is we become meeting-centered versus people-centered. We're concerned about the right ministry, the right length, the right songs, but we miss the real way we should be centered is centered on people in the vital group. And then finally, we touch this matter of we begin to lose the meaning of our church life. This, to me, is just revolutionary, this concept, losing the meaning of the church life. And we talked about that when we don't have fruit bearing, we lose the meaning of the church life. Let me say that again. When we don't have fruit bearing in the church life, we lose the meaning of the church life. And eventually, people, because they want to feel useful and they want to feel needed, they get occupied with other things because they're not touching what makes them needed and what makes them useful. You know, you think about it. Just think about this. How many conferences and trainings are sitting here right now? I just want you to think about it. I went to Romans. That was the first major training. I don't know how many are here that went to Romans, but you think about all the trainings we've been through, all the ministry books we've read, and all that, and yet it's just stored up in us older folks, and it doesn't have a way to get out. And when it gets out, you just sense, now I know the meaning of the church life. This is why I'm in the church life. It's to minister Christ's life to all these low-pressure people called students or young people, and they need this, and so you touch it. I mean, saints, I want to say this. You touch meaning when you have fruit. You touch meaning, and when you don't have fruit, it's easy to get distracted in other things. You know, I was, on the way over here, I was considering, you know, Linda's here, Linda Deball. Is Bill here by any chance? Bill's here?
Yeah.
Where's Bill? Different Bill. Okay, Bill Deball. I'm pretty sure. Man, his ghost is here or something. Okay. I was just thinking about, you know, Bill and Linda Deball. Here they are, have lost the meaning of the church life. Bill told me this, Linda, so you have to verify this. He says, you know, gradually we were starting to move back row after row until we were finally on the back row. And then at some point, we thought that, you know, I'm going to buy some land out in the country, and we're just going to slip off the back row, and that will be it for the church life. Is that right? Okay. So a young brother named Matt just happened to be in town during a Memorial Day weekend where all the saints left and they went to a conference. And he just didn't know what to do. And so he called up Bill and Linda Deball. And he says, hey, I'd like to come over and sing some songs. And you know, and so Linda is in the background whispering to Bill, no food, no food. Is that right, Linda? Okay, I just want to make sure I have all the facts here. And so eventually, you know, they said, okay, yeah, come over, you know, kind of reluctantly, right, Linda?
We didn't even know, man.
Okay. There you go. And so I think, did Matt end up bringing some pizzas or something like that? Or
not that time. But
before, okay, yeah. And he just wanted to sing some songs, and so Matt came over, and you know that song where it says, chords that were broken will vibrate once more?
Right.
That's exactly what happened. When Matt came over there was something that enlivened the D-balls. Something happened inside of them. And what I would say is they touched the meaning of the church life. And when you touch the meaning of the church life, everything changes. Everything does. And so he came over, she just said, he came over a second time. He brought the food the second time. Oh, you did cook. Okay, she repented. Okay. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I want to hear the whole story, right? Okay. But anyways, it just revived something in them, and they touched the meaning of the church life. And I just want this to soak into us, that when we are in fruit bearing, we're touching the meaning of the church life. And that fruit bearing includes so much. I mean, it's not just people, you know, being born again, but it's included in their growth and their development. When you're in that, you just realize that this is what I'm made for. In a sense, you could say, I'm touching destiny. I'm touching what I'm made for, and that is to take care of people. You know, when I was there in Taiwan a number of years ago, Brother Lee stood up, and you have to realize Taiwan was just all the Western goods were just pouring into Taiwan, and the stock market was just going ballistic, and people were making a lot of money. And this little Chinese man stands up, and he says this, the only thing of eternal value will be the people that you lead to the Lord and the people that you shepherd. The only thing of eternal value. Okay, you think about this. I like this phone. You know, it's a nice phone, right? It's got my daughter on the front cover, you know, everything. Yeah, it's nice. No matter how much I like this, it's not going into the next stage. It's not going in. Lewis, as much money as I have, which isn't much, this right here, Lewis, is not That's going it. Into the next stage, okay?
That's right.
But
That's
the
right.
brothers that I've ministered Christ to, the brothers and sisters that have received the Lord, they will be there in the next stage.
They will welcome you to the kingdom.
Eternal tabernacles, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the thing is, brothers, we have to be people that touch the meaning of the church life. Once you touch the meaning of the church life, everything changes. So going back to the D-balls, they got so stirred up that they actually changed the house and made it bigger. Is that right? Yeah, they used to have like a little small living room filled with little things in it and everything, and then they just, you know, knocked down walls and made it bigger. And eventually, now listen to this. There's going to be a real kind of a full circle here. They started having a lot of Korean saints into their homes. Okay, so the Korean saints started populating it regularly. So I just came back from Korea. And Linda, you are a rock star in Korea. I mean, Bill and Linda, you know, they're like the spiritual father and mother, you know, and the other Billard and his wife. I mean, it's just, they were just so touched by being in your home. And I realized that one of the reasons that things are so good with us and Korea is because so many of the children have come here and have been in the homes of the saints, and they all they have to do is this: look at their children. You know, you'll know them by their fruit. Just look at the children, what's happened to their children, and eventually they realize there's something very solid here. And what it, and so I want to say this. I know, Linda, I'm uncovering you a little bit, but I want to say this. Your home and Bill Ard's home has a lot to do with how that church is going on in Korea. A lot to do with it. And to me, it's like a full circle, because they opened their home, they touched the meaning of the church life, they touched destiny. So many people. Linda, you are not going to be empty-handed when you enter into the next age. Now, you might not understand what they're saying, but you will not be empty-handed. You will not be empty-handed. Okay. We go on and we go on to the results of having a clear view of purpose and increase. And, of course, the first one, I think it's on your page there, is vitality. That's the very first thing. You just become living. You become a living person. If you know you have three new ones coming to your home tonight, are you going to repent during the day? Are you going to exercise during the day? Are you going to call? Are you going to be desperate? I'll tell you, you become desperate the more these new ones come into your house. And saints, I want to make this clear from the very start. Yes, we are very focused here on the campus, but we are not talking about new ones just from the campus. We're talking about new ones from every walk of life. And Chris has been telling us that in Central, a number of new ones have been coming to the meetings. And so yes, we do have some emphasis on the campus, but if you're not laboring on the campus and there's new ones next to you, where you work, where where you do business every day, and you get a chance to open up and talk to one, that counts. Let me just say this to the saints here. There are no second-class burdens. You believe that, Titus? Yes. Titus, you might not ever get on the campus, but there's no second-class burdens, okay? What we want is we want to be a people that are touching man, touching other people, and are bringing Christ to man. That's all we want. We want, if we gain some from the campus, great, but we have a whole church here. And we have a lot of people that aren't on the campus, and we need you to have another, what I would call a spiritual dream. You need to have a spiritual dream. You need to have, like, I know the meaning of the church life. Paul, can you help me with this right here? I must have really hit a good point there. Okay. So if you see vitality, then number two, it says burdened for people. Oh, Tim, wouldn't you wish all the saints would be burdened for people? I mean, that's what we're about. We're people-centered people. Amen. And get freed from being in ourself and our problems. Oh, my. When we're in the self, that's just ugly. It just doesn't taste good when we're in ourselves and in our own problems. But when you start getting burdened for people, you climb out of the self. You climb out of the me, myself, and I, the unholy trinity there. And you realize, I'm not on this earth for me. I'm on this earth for God's purpose. I'm on the earth for the building of the house of God. This is why I'm on the earth. And I like this next paragraph. Maybe, Chris, could you stand up and read the next paragraph? Go ahead.
A basic price we need to learn to pay in our daily pursuit is that the younger ones must receive help from the older ones, and the older ones must try their best to help the younger ones. In order to become manifested before the Lord as those who are truly pursuing spiritual growth, we must take care of these two matters. On the one hand, we should do all we can to receive help from whomever we can render, or whoever can render us help.
Yes.
And on the other hand, we should do all we can to help whoever needs our help. This is real pursuing.
Did you catch that? This is real pursuing. Okay, go ahead.
However, usually our situation is that the younger ones seek out the younger ones while the older ones seek out the older ones.
You know, Tim, I was thinking about your home meeting. You have some younger ones in your home meeting. Okay, and where is Carson here? Where's Carson? Okay, stand up, Carson. I didn't talk to him before the meeting, so he might be a little shocked right now. Okay, Carson, do you remember you told me when you were having car problems what Tim did for you?
Steve.
Steve.
Maybe.
What happened? You were telling me all this situation with the car, and Steve just helped you out and worked it out, and I just realized this is what we need, the older ones taking care of the younger ones. If you don't remember, when you remember, let us know.
I mean, I bought a lemon. Like, I bought a
do you remember?
Lemon, and I think we just talked about it.
And did you pray?
Yeah.
Oh, you prayed. Okay. So there was some real shepherding there.
Yes.
Okay. And did you get a good car finally?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. See, I didn't know that story as well, but I do remember you coming and telling me on the campus how affected you were by that shepherding.
Yes.
Okay, it's enough that I remember that. Okay, that's what we need, lots of that. Lots of older ones getting with younger ones getting with older. I know, you know, it's like, there they are. They're all sitting next to each other in the back there. Michael, you're sitting there with all the bros, all your age, right? You feel so comfortable back there. You know what? I just challenge you, after this meeting, Michael, go and meet somebody older than you. Okay, and not me, because I already have an appointment with you. Okay. Okay, we need this, saints. This will make the church life full of circulation. Amen. This will make the church life healthy if there's more and more of this. Older ones with younger ones with older ones. It will make us so healthy. Okay, then the next thing that we have to do under this matter, again, this is still under the matter of purpose, is to perfect them, is to help them. Now, I really want you to catch this. Become what we are. Okay, we want them to become what we are. Now, we think of perfecting like this. And actually, when we were in Korea, Jose Luis, who I was hoping he was going to be here tonight, had this big open, you know, he'd open his phone now that has, you know, two sides to it. And there's a picture of, quote, Jesus, and everybody's sitting in these little chairs, and he's lecturing, and they're all taking notes. He said, this is not perfecting. Okay, what perfecting is, now listen closely, is that Jesus wanted these disciples to spend time with him. Okay, that's his way of perfecting. And they would see a real typical image of how a Christian should be, how a Christian should serve. And so, you know, there's verses like, maybe someone could someone get a verse for me and read Mark 3:14. Can you get it, Titus? And then I need some Mark 3:14. And then if you could get, John chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. John chapter 1, 28 and 29. Okay.
And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles,
so that they might be with him, and they might send, and that he might send them to preach.
Okay, now just think about this. He appointed them that they might be what? With him. I just want that part of that verse to burn in us, that he might be with them. This is what we need in our perfecting, not a classroom, not to make people, you know, take notes. Just be with them, okay? All right, then, could you read John chapter 1, 20, it should be 38 and 39, sorry. 38 and 39, yeah.
And Jesus, turning and beholding them following, said to them, what are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and you will see. Oh, they went therefore and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour.
And what does the footnote say for the 10th hour?
That is 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Roman time. Roman time is used together.
Okay, that's good enough. It was 10 a.m. They just spent time with him. And the Lord just wanted to spend time with them. You just think about all the things that they saw. It was like a center plate. It was something there that they could just see this person. And so you have all of a sudden in John chapter 8, there's a woman caught in adultery, and the Lord says, "He that's without sin, let him cast the first stone." And eventually all the older ones dropped their stones first, and then the younger ones dropped it, and no one was left. It's just he and the woman. And what was the Lord, what came out of his mouth? "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." What an impression among the disciples that this person is that full of mercy and forgiveness. Shouldn't we be like that? And then you have in Luke chapter 7, and there's the widow, and her son had just died. And the whole funeral procession was going, and he touched, I think it's called a bear, is it? Whatever it is, B-I-E-R. He touched it, and it says that his whole being was just full of, like, care for this woman and care for the son. And so eventually he raised the son, gave it to the woman. And there it was again. And the disciples, they saw this type of thing time after time after time. And again, that was just something. They were being perfected just by being with him. I just want you to get this point. They were being perfected by being with Jesus. Okay? And many times these young ones are perfected just by being with you. Okay? You think about it. Think about it. You know, it says under there all these things. How about morning revival? How many times have we said, "Hey, why don't we try to get with that new one and spend 5 minutes, just 5 minutes with him to have morning revival?" You're with him. You're not giving him a teaching on morning revival. You're just with him right in the middle of morning revival. Chris tells us, I think, Chris, how many different appointments do you have in morning revival? I know you've told us a lot. Okay, you don't know. That's a good sign that you don't know. That means you got a lot, okay? Just the morning revival, brothers. Just to be with them. How about you, brother? Do you get with the young ones to have morning revival? Yes. You know what I used to do? I used to pull our van up on the campus, and six or seven or eight of these students would just pile into my van, and the van is moving back and forth. I don't know what the policeman thought, or anything. But we were just enjoying the Lord. We entered into their living situation. We didn't teach, but their perfecting came from their living situation by entering in to, by the Lord entering into their living situation. Okay, look at how about prayer? You're a praying person. You're going to make other people praying people without teaching. Let me say that again, without teaching. I was out at the training and had some fellowship, one of the sisters there, and then she said to me, "Neil, are we going to pray?" And I got burned. I got really burned. I said, "Yes, we are." And and we had some prayer, but I just realized she's been out there now for a year and a half, and the effect is tremendous, just tremendous. She just realized it's normal to pray. Okay, then look at these other ones. You learn how to coordinate. You saw how the Lord would coordinate with people. You get burdened for others, to shepherd. You see how the Lord shepherded other people. Even his speaking in the meetings. Gary Evans took very good care of me when I was in New Orleans and then even here in Austin. And he just entered into my situation. And so he'd say, "Okay, why don't we have morning watch together?" And so in the bottom of the dorm where we were living, there was a kind of a, washer dryer place, and we would meet there at 6:30 every day just to have morning watch. That really helped me. You know, in other words, he didn't just give me a teaching, Johnny. He entered in with me in the morning watch. And then he said, hey, Neil, how about this? Why don't we go out? They used to have this newspaper called The Generation, and we didn't have tracks back then. And so why don't we go out and, you know, and we'll pass out some of these? Yeah, let's do that. Then that shepherded me a lot into the matter of being for the gospel, losing the gospel. Then this was like, you know, the top of the thing. So we were having an informal spring training, and he says, Neil, why don't we speak in the meetings? Except he put it a little higher. He said, we'll speak twice in every meeting. Let me tell you. And, you know, sometimes I'd be there, and it was getting close to the end of the meeting. You know, when Gary looks at you, you know what it's like. Come on, brother. But I tell you what, that shepherded me in speaking. Okay, let me tell you, what you do with them over time means so much. It's what you are. It's not what you teach. I want to say that again. It's what you are that ministers to them and brings them on. It's not what you teach. It's easy. I can teach. I can do it, you know, with my eyes covered on the floor, looking up at the ceiling. I can teach you where prayer reading comes from. I know it's Ephesians 6, 17, and 18. I even know how to say it, you know, that we have to, you know, take, you know, the sword of the Spirit. By means of how? By means of all prayer. Teaching. It's easy. It's, Neil, are you pray reading?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say that again. Are you pray reading? That's what's going to affect them. Now, believe it or not, when I was living with Gary, and he didn't do this to burn us, so I want you to really, really realize what I'm telling you. He did it in a way he was just hungry. He would just, in the middle of the living room, stand up and start prayer reading a verse. He didn't ask the brothers to join him. He didn't try to get everybody stirred up. He just was hungry. He just prayer read a verse. Wow, did that get into me. This brother here is hungry for the word. It's what you are in your daily life that affects people. In other words, it's like, you know, it's like Augustine said. He says, preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. We should be shepherding at all times and use words when necessary. Yeah. So anyways, my burden here was realize our perfecting is not sitting down with a pencil and paper and writing out points. Our perfecting is our being. It's what we are. Okay. Let me see. Ooh, time-wise, what should we do, brother? Should we go on or what? I mean, I finished that part. Okay, maybe we'll have a little overflow, because I don't, I could go into the next section, nature and the condition, but maybe for the sake of the meeting, why don't we stop here, and if you have any overflow on anything we've shared, why don't you go ahead and share? I think you should, because these are heart matters that touch us. Yeah, these really are. Maybe. Okay.
Yes, but I really appreciated what Brother Neil said about how shepherding is about who we are, not about what we do.
Right.
And I appreciated hymn 501 that we sing, which says that Christ is the expression of God.
Amen.
And he lives in us. So shepherding and anything else, we want to express the Lord, but we can't express the Lord in ourselves. But the one who expresses the Lord lives in our spirit. So we need to turn to our spirit and let Christ live through us, that thou would shepherd those around us.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I just want to emphasize the three points that I really enjoyed about the results of having a clear view of purpose in this increase. So we have vitality, we become living, we become burden for people, and get free from being in the self. And then we and the young ones get the shepherding they need.
Amen.
And also the need of seeking help from the older, the older saints and also the older from the younger, yeah. and like that blending of one another. It's like the Lord, thanks for your wisdom, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, yeah. Like I need help from the older saints.
Right.
Like yeah. Many practical help from the older saints.
Yeah.
And also like my natural default is like youngers.
Yeah.
But like my roommates are like 5-10 years older than I am. And like praise the Lord for that arrangement. But like I need help from the elders.
Yeah.
It's like praise the Lord for the blending. Also yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I like where it says, yeah, basic price we need to learn to pay in our daily pursuit is that the younger one must receive help from the older one, and the older one must try their best help the younger one. It means we have to get outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the church is like the fruit bearing. I understand that it's so easy to be distracted with so many other things. I have many interests too, like sports, running all these half marathons and all that. Do I enjoy doing these things? Yes, I do, but... I got to start to pay the price in time and space, even when I feel like doing numerous other things, and sometimes even getting invited to other things. Today, my friend asked me, hey, would you like to come and watch a football game with him? I said, I would have accepted his invitation to heartbeat, but I told him, no, I have another meeting to go to.
Amen.
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 I just feel like all of us are here because somebody was inconvenienced.
That's right.
and helped us in so
yes.
many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came into the church life, there weren't that many, and so I was really well cared for. And there was a sister that would call me every day
mm.
or twice a day mm. to pray, read a verse.
Yeah. Wow.
And my boss hated the church. I mean, hated it. Bill and I worked for this crazy lady, and she would answer the phone, and she'd put Pam on hold, and she'd say, she doesn't have time to talk to you, but she would always let me talk to her. And she was faithful to call me, even with the persecution. And she would come and get me. I lived out in the country, and she would come and pick me up for all the meetings. And it was just, I was so cared for.
Yeah.
And it really cherished
me. Yeah.
And I don't think I'd be here today. If it
really,
that
yeah.
Care.
Really so.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Well, just on this matter of the older ones and the younger ones, I was just considering, I can remember definite points in my Christian life
yeah.
where I was very condemned and discouraged,
yeah.
and I fellowshiped with an older saint, and I just the realization that I was a normal Christian,
yeah.
And the struggle that I was having was perfectly normal. Was such a release and an encouragement
yeah.
along with the Lord.
Yeah.
Just not anything special,
yeah.
just for another brother to say, brother, we're all the same. oh my goodness, it was such an encouragement.
Amen.
And then I was considering as well with the younger ones, you know, there's this phrase that like comes up sometimes like, what are we living for?
Mm.
And I feel like, anyway, as Neil was sharing,
mm.
that phrase comes up in my being
mm.
only when I'm ministering Christ to others.
Yeah.
When I'm just kind of self-centered and even my own church life-centered, it's easy to, anyway, just kind of feel like, you know, anyway, just not have that sense.
Yeah.
But when you minister
yeah.
Christ to another person,
absolutely.
You really have the sense, what am I living for?
Yeah,
here?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's this part of recovery and
right.
purpose.
Amen.
So anyway, the younger saints need the older saints.
Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the older ones.
Yes.
Sorry, the younger folks. Can I go? So the younger saints need the older saints, the older saints need the younger saints. You know, I've always told young people in the past, or anybody that calls me, I'm so grateful you called me to ask me a question or anything, because I'm so sick of just looking at me. You know, it just makes me so happy to focus on somebody other than
amen.
Myself.
Amen.
You know, but back to what Neil says, I mean, I just feel like it is so mutual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a little auto accident, so I hadn't been feeling really well, and I was kind of down depressed, and then I had the prayer meeting, and after the prayer meeting, I said to one of the college brothers that, you know, had come to it, I was like, you know, if you guys want to come over, And I'll show you how to make cinnamon rolls, grab some brothers, and we'll do it. You know, and after he came out, I'm like, what? It's like, you know, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I can't get the head. I haven't got dressed except for the prayer meeting. And, you know, but they took me up on it, and they came over. And you know what? It was joyous. It was human. God was there. I can't tell you how much they left, and I really believe we all love the Lord.
Amen.
I really believe it. But it wasn't like orchestrated. It was just, here we are. You know, one time Ron shared about taking care of the young people, yes. And he said, you know, and like what you said, Neil, it's not about what you say, it's who you are. He said, if you would just play chess with a college student, they'll get up the next day and go, the Lord's day meeting. You know, he said, just go and be with them.
Right.
And it just is about who we are.
Amen.
Amen.
I just like confirm the brother sharing about how much Billy did was popular in Korea. I'm living in Houston, but I was one of them shepherded by them.
Amen.
So I believe I'm the only one shepherded by alligator. One time I went to the Bill Devers house and he brought a meal and he, you know, his voice is pretty loud. Brother Jun, do you want to try this? And I said, what is this? He said, it's an alligator. This was my first time ate the alligator and my last time. Next day, he brought and he said, Jun, you want to try this one? And what is this? He said, this is an armadillo. So that was my first time and last time trying. So they are shepherds. It's really, really shepherding.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Speak up. Yeah.
Be louder.
I'd like to add a highlight to this section that says we should be people better, not needing better.
Yeah.
I had a very interesting experience last September where I joined a team of believers in France, and we had been assigned to this city to go and be there for a couple weeks. And there were a bunch of people that had been contacted by previous teams who were doing the outreach for the gospel, and they signed their names and they said, here we are, we're interested in more fellowship. We basically had 2 weeks with these people at this Airbnb. I remember there was this one night where we invited all these contacts over to their Airbnb, and it was just a mess. You know, all these different people showed up, half of them didn't speak English, most of us spoke. You know, this one family of four showed up, and we didn't even really know how they were all related to each other. We finished it, and we got into the meeting. We, you know, had this really painfully awkward attempt to start singing songs. Halfway through the meeting, it becomes apparent one of the people there is a Muslim. And we're just finding out more and more as time goes on. We're having to make all these quick changes. So then the meeting finishes, and they leave, and one of the brothers on our team says, I think that was the most uncomfortable experience I've ever had. And then one of the other brothers, who's a little bit older, he's kind of one of the leaders of the team, he said, you know, I actually think, you know, in a certain way, every meeting should be like that. We should be able to adapt to the lowest common denominator of the meeting. They said, I think this was like the experience they had in Acts 2, where every day, house to house, they're meeting and breaking bread. New ones were being added daily. You know what was happening? People were being added daily in that Airbnb. And it's really awkward, crazy, messy meetings. But we learned in time we had to make it people-centered.
Maybe last one, Steve. No.
The simple fact of the matter is we have a life that cares for others. And the way to be happy, there's a simple rule, a simple way to be happy. care for others. Yeah. Care about yourself.
Yeah.
The most unhappy people in the world are selfish people. Only care for themselves. Yes. No matter how rich they get, the more they are for themselves, the more miserable they get.
That's right.
Conversely, the more we pour ourselves out, open our hearts, and open our homes to the saints, to others, and new ones, the more joyful we are in Christian life. Amen. And, you know, my wife and I just have this experience. When we live for ourselves, we are unhappy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our marriage seems meaningless. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't intersect at all in any sort of a way, except in the matter of opening our home and caring for the saints.
Yeah.
That fills our life with worth.
Amen.
And joy, peace,
Amen.
And joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So this afternoon, after the North District, the Manifold, Steve and Linda, I'm sure you're here. They had 9 students in their home. And I got to join, and another full-timer. And before, at the beginning, Steve was telling me about his job. UT is squeezing him more and more, and he's about had it. They're working on some fusion reactor or something. I don't even understand it. But then we got into the meal, and just within 5 minutes, he's sharing his salvation experience on Guadalupe on the drag in 74. And just infusing these younger brothers with Christ. And then we had more fellowship. We all got saved.
Yeah.
There were some young ones there.
Yeah.
There were some older ones there.
Yeah.
I think the younger ones enjoyed it as much as we did, or maybe more. It's just glorious in the homes,
right.
With people who love the Lord, and different ages, just going on, prayer, fellowship, a meal.
Right.
What a church life.
What a church. Amen.
Thank the Lord for the Bible groups.
Amen.
So we are starting a new semester. Your children are back in school, your junior hires, high schoolers, younger kids. And also, we're UT starts tomorrow. Some brothers and sisters are on the campus today, sowing the seeds. And then we'll be out this week. So keep that in your prayer. You know, this morning, like tonight, about the increase and the perfecting and the building up, we had that verse that the hour is now that the Son of Man will be glorified.
Amen.
And then the verse that we love about, unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground, it dies by its own. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And the caption on day 4 was, glorification is in the fruit bearing. That's the glory. That's the Father's glory is much fruit.
Amen.
Real clear, also in 15:8. So pray for that. We will have a welcome back dinner for all the students tomorrow night here to come back together to start the semester. So the tabling will be out, and we'll have a gathering tomorrow night. Then for everybody at the church, we want to go back to a directory, a paper directory. Some of us old folks, we like paper. We like the feel of it, like the smell of it. It's just security, you know. I don't know if my battery's going to die or I can't figure out how to escape. I'm just lost, but I got this. So for some of us who, and it's also good for prayer. So the point is, we need your correct information. You need to update it if you're already in there, or check it and make sure it's right. And then if you're not in there, we need you to get in there, because it's good for prayer, good for fellowship, good for coordination. Hopefully we can plot your address and know where the saints are who live around you to help facilitate the house-to-house church life.
Amen.
Will you do it?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay, anything else?
So another reminder, we're beginning our study of Galatians beginning tomorrow, and we'll be in that for the next 23 weeks. There's 46 life studies, and we're planning to schedule 2 a week. And just to mention, for those in Central, of course,
We've been praying for this matter and fellowshipping about this matter of corporate tree pursuit, so we can have a success in getting through these life studies together. So, of course, some already have their groups, and they have some arrangement that they made with others, and that's wonderful. That's highest level, right, with your vital groups. But for those who have not, speaking for Central District, we're going to have a Zoom meeting Monday through Saturday, 9:30 at night to 9:45.
Right.
So you come to that meeting, you'll go into a breakout room, 10 minutes of life study reading, and 5 minutes of overflow, and then it ends.
Right.
Okay, so we'll just march through the next 23 weeks. So we encourage the saints to join. If you can come one time a week, if you can come six times a week, we just encourage the saints. We just want to provide this. And for those in Central, this is the QR code for the WhatsApp if you want to join that group. And then also Jose Luis wanted me to announce this for the South District, and maybe someone could translate this into Spanish. Do we have someone that could do that? So South District Saints, they're also going to offer a Zoom option 6 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m.
That was announced today in the meeting.
So it did get announced.
Yes.
Okay, he wanted me to announce it again tonight. So I guess
for the sake of the whole church, knowing that we're doing the same thing that you're doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're translating already.
Okay, good. Got it. Great.
Chris, can one's not Central District?
Oh, yeah. We're open brethren in Central District. So if you don't have a group that you're connected with, we would love for you to join us in that meeting. So this is the QR code. This will get you in the WhatsApp group, so you'll get the link to the Zoom, and you'll get the reading for the week. There you go.
You know, Chris,
please join
by
us.
Also pursuing together, we've been built up.
Amen. Absolutely.
That's a corporate expression.
Yes.
Right? Build up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, yeah, the training's already stood up, but I know we're out of time. You don't have any time to say anything other than your name. So in this area, if you'd like to stand up, Tyler. Yeah. Anybody else visiting Austin? Are you trainees, too? It's fine, yeah.
Amen. I'm Tyler Ferraro. I'm from Irvine, California, just visiting the past Thursday to Tuesday.
My name is Bill Tan. I come with Tyler.
Yeah. Both in the training.
Yeah, we're both third termers, or I guess going to fourth.
Benjamin Thorell, going into fourth term.
Tim Haynes, going into second term.
Anybody else here?
My name is Lily. I'm going into my fourth term.
I'm Alex, going into my fourth term.
Anybody else? Okay, here. Quick. Hey.
Grant Henson, going to my second term.
Oh.
Ellie Windsor, going to fourth term.
Anybody else visiting from any churches? Anybody else? Okay, here. Quick.
That's for me, going into second term.
Anybody else here? And then here.
Matthew Ford.
Matthew Ford.
Sure, it's me, Matthew Ford.
He's a Peter here.
Visit, quick.
Okay, my name is Jun. I'm Houston. These are the students from Korea, so
right,
we're going to be here for 2 days, so visiting
the office. Anybody else want to introduce themselves?
Oh, they're going to tell their names.
Oh, your name.
I'm Chungbin, and I come from Korea.
I'm Moon Song. Nice to meet you.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Zumbi.
Okay. And we are dismissed.
Hallelujah.
Is this the churches or is this meals? Does it need to stay here somewhere? Okay, I'll go put it up.
Okay, cool.